Left lavishes Texas Democrats who subverted democracy with praise. Courageous public servants have put it all on the line. By Hannah Blow on July 13, 2021. The left has continued to lavish praise on Texas Democrats who shirked their legislative duties Monday by fleeing the Lone Star State in protest of election integrity measures. Gleefully smiling en route to D.C. with a case of beer, which requires a photo ID to purchase. Pictures show maskless, smiling Democrat lawmakers en route to Washington, D.C. as part of their protest against election integrity efforts. Attempting to deny Republicans a quorum to pass voting integrity legislation. A move they are well-versed in, as they staged a walkout in May to kill Senate Bill 7. An election integrity measure which would have placed additional restrictions on voting by mail, such as enhancing ID requirements. Just landed in Memphis on our way to D.C. Thank y'all for your well wishes, Texas Representative James Tolarico. D. said, seemingly positioning himself and his fleeing colleagues as heroes. We left behind our families, our livelihoods, and our beloved Texas. But our sacrifice is nothing compared to the sacrifices brave Americans have made throughout history to protect the sacred right to vote, he continued. Fellow Democrats have heaped praise on the fleabaggers, describing them as courageous individuals risking arrest to, quite literally, save democracy. These courageous public servants have put it all on the line for our democracy and the right to vote. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, who has been fundraising on their behalf on social media, said. They've left their families, their jobs, their homes back in Texas so that we have a shot at passing voting rights in D.C., he continued, begging people to donate to their cause. Texas Democrats are risking arrest to protect the right to vote. We owe it to them, and to every American who has sacrificed to protect our democracy, to step up, pass the hashtag for the People Act, and put an end to voter suppression, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, said, adding that they can't let the filibuster stand in our way. Vice President Kamala Harris also praised the Texas Democrats' decision to shirk their duties. I applaud them standing for the rights of all Americans and all Texans to express their voice through their vote. Unencumbered, Harris said Monday, describing them as leaders who are marching in the path that so many others before did when they fought and many died for our right to vote. The Democrats in the Texas legislature get paid $7,200 per year. They have spouses, children, and homes they left behind when they came to Washington today. Julian Castro, former HUD secretary under former President Barack Obama, said. They're putting their lives on hold to protect the voting rights of every American. They need Congress to do the same, he added. The Texas Democrats have come to D.C. to save our democracy. Left-wing filmmaker Rob Reiner said, piling on the praise. They, and all of U.S., are looking to the Senate to pass voting rights. 245 years of self-rule depends on it, he added. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow also praised Lone Star State Democrats for fleeing to D.C. to beg Congress to pass the For the People Act, which she said is the only way to solve this problem and backstop voting rights at the federal level. According to Rep. Tolarico, a Texas Democrat who fled the state, he and his left-wing colleagues are prepared to stay out of Texas for the rest of the session.